In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Yesterday, we saw that the manna in the desert was a shadow of the things that would come. My flesh is real food, my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Oh yes, this is what Jesus said. This is what Jesus meant. They are words in the Spirit. On the night before he died, our Lord took bread, broke it, and gave thanks to the Father, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." And he took a chalice, and he said, "Take and drink. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, unto the forgiveness of sins." Oh yes, this is the, not the shadow, but the substance, the substance. I'm looking at the 7th chapter of St. John. After this, the thing that Jesus said about his body and blood, Jesus went about in Galilee where he lived. He did not wish to go about in Judea because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him, and his time had not yet come. Now the Jewish festival of booths was near. So his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may also see the works that you are doing. For no one wants to be widely known, acts in secret." These people have no idea who Jesus is. They have no idea. They're in close with him. They are his neighbors. They are his cousins. They have no idea who Jesus is. How very sad. Go to Judea and do some great miracles there, and you'll have people following you. That's not why Jesus came. Jesus came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly, because he came to die on a cross and be buried and rise from the dead. If you do these things, show yourself to the world, for not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. If the world hates you, know that it hated me first, because I testify against it that the works of the world are evil. Go to the festival yourselves. I am not going to this festival, for my time has not yet come." This is a fall festival, the festival of booths. Let's continue. After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone to the festival, then he also went, but not publicly, but as it were, in secret. The Jews were looking for him at the festival, and they were saying, "Where is he?" And there was considerable complaining about Jesus among the crowds. Some believed, some thought that he was not the Messiah, that he was a crook. Oh yes, isn't that amazing? He who poured out his life upon the cross, he who came down from heaven, they thought that he was a crook. But he isn't the crook. He is the shepherd of the sheep. He is the Lord. He gives us the victory. Let's continue. "He is a good man," some said. Others were saying, "No, he is deceiving the crowd." Yet no one would speak openly about him for fear of the Jews. About the middle of the festival, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews were astonished, saying, how does this man have such learning when he has never been taught? Then Jesus answered them, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. In other words, I only teach what I hear the Father teaching. I only do miracles what I see the Father doing miracles. In my teaching, it's not my own. My teaching comes from the Father. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own. Oh, his teaching is from the throne of God. Remember that Jesus, as the Word of God, lived on the throne from all eternity and before eternity. Those who speak on their own seek their own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him, that's the Father, is true. Jesus sought the glory of the Father. Jesus sought the glory of God. There is nothing false in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why are you looking for an opportunity to kill me? The crowd answered, You have a demon. Who is trying to kill you? Jesus answered them, I performed one work, the man at Bethesda. He was healed, and all of you are astonished. Moses gave you circumcision. It is, of course, not from Moses, but from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, in order that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I healed a man and made him whole on the Sabbath? Do not judge by appearance, but judge with right judgment. I tell you, Jesus Christ does not judge by appearance. He sees the heart, and he judges by what he sees in the heart. He does not judge by appearance. You must know that. Now, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, Is not this man whom they are trying to kill? And where is he speaking openly? But they say nothing of him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Oh, yes. Isaiah 53 is going to come about. Like a sheep led to the slaughterhouse, like a lamb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth, and by his stripes we were healed. Yet we know where this man is from. But when Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from. That he's from Bethlehem. But remember, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. His father, Joseph, foster father, he was from Bethlehem. They went to register in Bethlehem because Jesus is of the tribe of David. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, You know me. You know where I come from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true. That's the Father. And you do not know him. You do not know the Father. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me. Oh yes, the Father sent Jesus into the world to heal the sin sickness of humanity. Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come. Yet many in the crowd believed in Jesus and were saying, When Messiah comes, will he do more signs than this man has done? Not only the signs, but who he says he is. He says he is of the Father. He says that the Father sent him. He says that he is the Son of God, making himself equal to God. The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about Jesus, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent temple police to arrest him. Jesus then said, I will be with you a little while longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. Where is he going? Back to the Father. You will search for me but you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go, that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will search for me and you will not find me'?" No, because he's going to go to the cross, he's going to die, he's going to be buried, and he's going to rise from the dead. They will not find him. "And where I am, you cannot come." Jesus is in heaven, even as he teaches about going to heaven. On the last day of the festival, the Festival of Booths, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me." Are you thirsty today? Are you thirsty for Jesus? Then come to Jesus. "And let the one who believes in me drink, as the scripture has said, out of his believing heart shall flow rivers of living water," or out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. "Let the one who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." You know, I heard the song, "Fill My Cup, Lord." It's not a cup, it's a river. It's a river flowing from my innermost being, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some of the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee. He came from Bethlehem. They do not know that. Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of Jesus. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Why? Because his time had not yet come. Oh, yes. He said at Cana in Galilee at the wedding feast, "My hour has not yet come." The hour of crucifixion, the hour of burial, and the hour of resurrection. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you?" Deceived. They were convinced. It was the Spirit that gave them the grace to believe. "Has any one of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But the crowd which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, the one who had gone to Jesus by night and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing." They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet will arise out of Galilee." They didn't know that he was born in Bethlehem. They didn't know that. No prophet is from Galilee. I tell you, what he did in Galilee, he did marvelously to heal the sick. I love the story of the man who was let through the roof, and Jesus saw their faith, and he healed the man of being crippled. I tell you, in Galilee he did his greatest miracles. I should say on the cross he did the greatest miracle. No prophet is to arise from Galilee. Then each of them went home. while Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. This is a very important scripture. Each of them went to their home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. What was he doing on the Mount of Olives? Praying all night. Early in the morning, they came again to the temple. All the people came to him and sat down, and he began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and making her stand before all of them, they said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law of Moses, he commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" I remember there was a teacher who just was coming to faith. He was an atheist before, and he had a New Testament, and he came to this part of the gospel about the stones, and he closed the gospel, said, "If Jesus stones her, I cannot follow." But we know what Jesus said, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." They said this to test him, so that they might have something to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. He does not look at the woman. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Well, they all left, from the eldest to the youngest. They all left. Oh, that man that was reading the scripture, he says, "I've got to follow Jesus now." He didn't stone the woman. He lets the woman free, and he says, "Go and sin no more." And once again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Now Jesus looks at the woman. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." Oh, he's mercy. But he says, "Don't do this again. Don't do this again." I tell you, I believe this woman walked up Calvary and saw Jesus dying for her. We don't know who it is. Some people say Mary Magdalene, but probably not Mary Magdalene. "Go your way, and from now on, do not sin again." Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Then the Pharisee said to him, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered and said, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, because I know where I have come from and I know where I'm going." He comes from heaven. He's going back to heaven. "But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father, I and Abba, who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf." Oh, yes. It's always about the Father. It's always about the Father. It's not about Jesus only. It's about the Father. How we need to know the Father. No one comes to the Father except through Christ. And no one comes to Christ unless the Father draw him. Then they said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." Oh, yes. If you knew me as the Son of God, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come, the hour of crucifixion and resurrection. Again he said to them, I am going away, and you will search for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. He's going to heaven. Then the Jews said, is he going to kill himself? Is that what he means by saying, where I am going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he. They said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, why do I speak to you at all? I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but the one who sent me is true, the Father, and I declare to the world what I have just heard from him. Jesus speaks what he fathers, what he hears the Father saying. Jesus does miracles as he sees the Father doing miracles. Jesus worked by revelation. Oh yes, I have heard from him. They did not understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, then you will realize that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but I speak these things as the Father has instructed me. I speak these things as the Father has instructed me. Again, I tell you, Jesus spoke by revelation. He spoke what he saw the Father doing. And the one who sent me is with me, the Father. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. Many believed in him. Do you believe in him? Who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Some people say you're one of the prophets returned. Some people say you're John the Baptist. But who do you say that I am? I'm speaking to you. Who do I say that you are? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Peter, but my heavenly Father. And I, for my sake, your sake, said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Who do you say that Jesus is? Is he the Son of God? Is he the Lord? Is he your King? Is he everything that he said he is? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming the word of God. Listen, if we are to continue with practical talks like this based on the Bible, oh hallelujah, based on the Bible, I need to hear from you. You get blessed by these broadcasts. Well, you need to bless us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I'm not selling anything. I'm not saying this is something I'm selling, holy water, and if you just give me $3, this water will be a blessing to you. No, I'm not into selling things. I'm not a hawker. I'm here to preach the word of God. And if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and you know if it is, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you've never written to me, today is the day. How much do I send? Listen, you ask the Lord. You ask the Lord and do whatever he tells you. If he says, send me a dollar, you send me a dollar. You know, you ask the Lord, how much do I send Father Tom? And then listen. Listen to his voice. Listen to his voice because he speaks. Do you know that he speaks? His name is Jesus, the Word made flesh.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.